You know that feeling, right? It keeps you up at night. You've finally built the platform. You've got the course content. The community is all set up. The payment gateway actually works. But now you're stuck. We call it the solopreneur's dilemma. You can teach your students, you can market your business, or you can sleep. And usually you only get to pick two.
It's the classic bottleneck. I mean, the infrastructure is scalable. You can sell a million copies of a digital course, but the human running it isn't. There are only so many hours in a day.
Exactly. And if you choose sleep, well, the marketing dies. If you choose marketing, the course quality suffers. So today, we're looking at a very specific synergy between two tools that, well, they claim to break that triangle. We aren't just reviewing them separately. We're looking at how they lock together. First up, we have the vehicle, AZCourse. It's a platform that's positioning itself as a business in a box.
And then we have the fuel, a tool called Auto Content API. Now, I want to be clear right off the bat, looking at their documentation, this isn't just another ChatGPT wrapper. They describe themselves as an industrial engine for content transformation, and they're explicitly positioning themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative.
So our mission for this deep dive is to see if we can actually connect these two. We're going to explore how plugging Auto Content API into AZCourse effectively gives a single course creator the output capacity of, well, a full-scale media company.
It sounds like hyperbole, I know, media company output from one person, but when you look at the mechanics of programmable content, it really isn't an exaggeration. It's just a change in the manufacturing process.
Well, let's start with that base layer then. We need to understand what AZCourse actually is before we can even think about automating it. I spent some time looking through their feature list, and honestly, it feels like they're trying to be everything at once. Is it a course host? A community platform? A shop? Usually when a tool tries to do everything, it does nothing well.
That is the skeptical view, and it's usually the right one. But AZCourse is essentially an attack on what's called the Frankenstein stack.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the typical course creator today. They're usually taping together five or six different subscriptions. You've got Kajabi or Teachable for the videos. You have Circle or a Facebook group for the community, MailChimp for emails. Maybe Calendly for booking coaching calls.
Right, and none of them talk to each other properly. So your user data is scattered across five different logins. If someone cancels their course, you have to then go and manually remove them from the Circle group. It's a total mess.
Precisely, and it's expensive. There was one breakdown in the source material that was pretty startling. They estimated that a standard pro stack, so Kajabi, Circle, Shopify, active email marketing, costs about $478 a month.
Wait, hold on. $1,478 a month. That's a mortgage payment. That seems really high.
It adds up fast. I mean, premium email marketing for just 10,000 users can be $300 on its own. Community platforms, another 100. Video hosting, it just bleeds you dry. AZCourse's whole pitch is that they unify all of that. Courses, native communities, physical products, appointment bookings, starting at roughly $59 a month.
That is a massive disruption, just on price alone.
Mm-hmm.
But looking deeper into the notes here, it seems like the real value is actually the unification. They even offer branded mobile apps for Android and iOS. I mean, usually getting your own app in the App Store is just a nightmare of development and compliance.
Correct. So strictly speaking, AZCourse solves the infrastructure problem. You've got the castle, you have the walls, the checkout, the video player. It's all robust. But this brings us right back to the second half of the dilemma. A castle is useless if nobody ever visits it.
And that's the content saturation problem that was mentioned in the auto content notes. You can build the most beautiful AZCourse site in the world, but it's empty real estate if you don't have traffic. And to get traffic in 2026, you can't just post a blog once a month. You need to be everywhere. TikTok, LinkedIn, Spotify, YouTube.
And that's the gap. AZCourse gives you the place to sell, but it doesn't give you the time to create the marketing assets to bring people there. That is where Auto Content API comes in.
So let's pivot to the engine, Auto Content API. I want to drill down on something you mentioned earlier. You said they distinguish between creation and transformation. Most AI tools today are just obsessed with generating new ideas. Give me 10 blog ideas. Auto Content seems to be doing something different. Why does that distinction matter so much?
It's a crucial philosophical difference. Most businesses, and especially the subject matter experts who use a platform like AZCourse, they don't need new ideas. They essentially suffer from what you could call knowledge lock. The value is locked in their head or in a PDF or an old YouTube video or a text lesson. The problem isn't ideation. It's formatting.
So it's a remediation tool.
It's
recycling.
In a way, yeah, but recycling sounds cheap. It's more like refining.
Yeah.
You feed the API a source, a URL, a PDF, a raw text file, even a video file, and it transforms it into broadcast quality assets. It can take a dry PDF report and turn it into a two-host dialogue podcast, which is very similar to what we're doing right now, or turn it into a vertical video for TikTok.
Now, I have to play devil's advocate here. I use Google's Notebook LM. It does that podcast from a PDF thing really well. And it's free. So why do I need an API for that? Why pay for programmable when I can just drag and drop?
That is the vital question. Notebook LM is a fantastic consumer tool. It's an assistant. You drag a file, you wait, you listen. It's manual. It requires your attention. Auto content is an API, and that means it's programmatic. It runs in the background. You don't have to be there.
So I could theoretically set it up to run while I'm asleep.
Exactly. A news publisher or an easy course creator could send 100 articles to the API at 9:00 a.m., and by 9:05, they could have 100 unique podcast episodes and 100 vertical videos ready to go. You just cannot do that with a consumer tool. You'd be dragging and dropping files for a week straight.
Okay, that makes sense. It's the difference between baking a cake in your kitchen and running a whole bakery factory. One's a hobby, the other is a supply chain. So let's bring this back to the user. I'm a coach. I've got my easy course site. I have my knowledge. How do I actually combine these two things to win?
Let's look at three specific strategies: traffic, retention, and authority.
Okay, let's start with traffic. The biggest headache for everyone. The source notes mention a faceless channel strategy.
Right. So easy course gives you a blog and landing pages, but blogs, they don't go viral on their own anymore. You need video, specifically short-form vertical video. And usually creating those faceless videos, you know, stock footage, AI voiceover, subtitles, it's surprisingly expensive. A human editor might charge you anywhere from $50 to $300 for a single high-quality short.
Which is completely unsustainable if you need to post daily. You'd blow your budget in a week.
But with Auto Content API, you can generate a vertical video, complete with an AI avatar, synchronized lip-syncing, and subtitles for about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be about €4.
€4 versus $300. That's aggressive. Is the quality comparable?
It's what they call broadcast quality. It's good enough to stop the scroll. So if you're an easy course user, the strategy is pretty simple. You take every single text lesson in your course or every blog post you write, and you automatically generate a vertical video trailer for it. You flood TikTok and YouTube Shorts with these clips, and every single one links back to your easy course landing page.
So you're essentially building a funnel that fills itself. You write the lesson once, and the engine just turns it into a commercial. Okay, so that gets people to the castle. What about when they're inside? Easy Course talks a lot about enhancing student engagement.
This is where it gets really interesting for retention. Think about your students. They're busy people. They bought your course, but life gets in the way. Mm-hmm. They might not have time to sit in front of a computer and watch a 20-minute video lesson.
I can relate to that. I do most of my learning while I'm washing dishes or driving. If I can't listen to it, I probably won't consume it.
Exactly. So you use the Auto Content API to create audio overviews for every single text lesson in your course. You just embed that audio right into the Easy Course lesson player. And now your course is a podcast. But here's the kicker. The API supports over 50 languages.
Oh, wow. So I could take my English course on Easy Course.
And overnight, you can offer it in Spanish, German, Japanese, and French. You don't need to hire translators. You don't need to hire voice actors. The API transcribes, translates, and then resynthesizes the audio. You've effectively expanded your total addressable market, your TAM by 5x, without creating a single new piece of original content.
That is incredible leverage. You're cloning your product for new markets instantly. Okay, but what about authority? You mentioned something earlier about deep research. How does that fit in?
This is a feature called the deep research endpoint. It distinguishes itself from just, you know, asking ChatGPT a question because it actually browses the live web. It reads sources like the Financial Times, SEC filings, or really niche industry blogs.
So it's not just hallucinating from training data that's 2 years old. Because that's my biggest fear with AI research.
No, it produces structured reports with citations. So now, imagine you're a business coach on Easy Course. You want to charge a premium for your VIP community. You can set up a recurring task in Auto Content API to scan for industry trends every morning at 6:00 a.m.
Okay, so I'm automating my reading list.
You go a step further. The API does the research, synthesizes it, and then generates a daily morning briefing podcast episode based on that fresh news. You automatically upload that to your Easy Course video and audio library, so your members wake up to a fresh, high-value market update every single day. You look like a genius who reads everything before breakfast, but you haven't lifted a finger.
That is the definition of a value add. You're selling curation as a service, but the robot is doing all the curation.
Exactly. You're using automation to create mental availability. You are in their ears every single day.
But this brings up the technical question. We've talked about the what, but we really need to talk about the how. I'm listening to this thinking, I'm a coach, I'm not a developer. We have Easy Course over here and Auto Content API over there. How do they actually talk to each other? The notes say it's API first, which honestly sounds a little scary to a non-coder.
It sounds intimidating, but in 2026, API first just means it's designed to be the engine under the hood. It connects via what are called no-code bridges like Make.com or Zapier. Easy Course integrates with these, and so does Auto Content.
So paint me a picture. Walk me through the workflow. If I want to set up that blog-to-video automation we just talked about, what does that actually look like?
Let's call it a reaction loop. Step one, you publish a new blog post on your Easy Course site. Easy Course automatically generates an RSS feed for your blog. That's standard stuff.
Okay, standard tech so far, I have a feed.
Step two, you have Zapier watching that RSS feed. When it sees a new post, it just grabs the text and the URL. Step three, Zapier sends that text to the Auto Content API with a specific instruction, like, make me a vertical video.
And the API just does its thing in the background. I don't see any of this part.
Correct. It's completely invisible to you. It generates the script, picks an avatar, synthesizes the voice, and renders the MP4 file. Step four, once that file is ready, Zapier grabs it and uploads it back into your Easy Course video and audio library, or it could even post it directly to your social channels.
So the only user action was just publish blog post.
That's it. The user creates one asset, the text. The system then generates the audio, the video, and distributes them. It is a complete shift from linear effort where 1 hour of work equals one piece of content to exponential effort.
That is the dream for anyone running a one-person business. But we need to look at the money again. We mentioned the €4 video, but let's look at the broader economics. Is this really viable for a small player?
The unit economics are. They're undeniable. We established that Easy Course saves you about $1,400 a month on software subscriptions just by consolidating tools. That's cash back in your pocket immediately.
Right, and that funds the content strategy.
Exactly. That $1,400 buys you a lot of credits on Auto Content API. And remember, the API reduces your production cost by over 90% compared to hiring freelancers. A podcast episode that might cost you $150 to outsource now costs you cents. But the real value isn't just saving money, it's the ability to compete with giants.
What do you mean by that?
Large enterprises dominate because they have share of voice. They're everywhere. They have teams of 20 people just churning out content. This stack allows a solopreneur to match that volume. You can publish daily. You can be on every platform. It democratizes mental availability. You don't need a department. You just need an API key.
There is one catch, though, specifically for coaches. Easy Course users are often selling themselves. They're the brand. If I start using AI voices, don't I lose that personal connection? I mean, I can't sound like a generic robot and expect people to pay me for high-ticket coaching.
That is the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time to actually record. Auto Content API has a specific solution for this. Voice cloning.
How good is it, really? Because I've heard some that sound, well, soulless.
The technology has matured significantly, even just in the last 12 months. The reviews in the source material describe this specific cloning engine as natural, steady, and believable. You record a few minutes of your audio once. The system clones your voice. And now, that morning briefing we talked about, it is read in your voice.
That is wild. And slightly eerie, to be honest.
It allows you to maintain the intimacy of a personal connection, which is essential for coaching on Easy Course, without the time commitment of sitting behind a microphone every single day. You're scaling your persona.
It's scaling your presence, quite literally.
Yeah.
You know, looking at this whole stack, Easy Course providing the castle and Auto Content providing the army, it really feels like we're moving past the era of just hustle harder.
We are. It's no longer about who can type the fastest or edit video the quickest. It's about who can build the best systems. The competitive advantage is shifting from effort to architecture.
So I want to zoom out as we wrap up. If everyone starts doing this, if every Easy Course creator just plugs in this API, are we just going to drown in content?
That is the risk, of course, content inflation. But I think there's a bigger shift happening here, something the Auto Content source touches on regarding the agentic web.
The agentic web. Break that down for me.
We're moving to a world where humans aren't the only ones reading your content. AI agents, Siri, Alexa, Google Gemini, they're reading your content to answer user questions.
Right. When I say, hey, Google, how do I build a course? I'm not browsing a website. Google is browsing for me.
Exactly. And those agents, they prefer structured data. They prefer clear, indexed knowledge. By using Auto Content API to turn your easy course content into podcasts, transcripts, and structured summaries, you aren't just making content for humans anymore. You are indexing your knowledge for the future of search.
So you're building a library that the machines can understand?
Precisely. If your content is just a video locked inside a login, the AI agents can't read it. But if you've used the API to turn it into text, audio, and structured summaries, you become visible to the machines. So the question for you, the listener, is, are you building content that only works if a human clicks a link? Or are you building a knowledge base that the AI agents of the future can understand and distribute for you? Because that's where the real leverage will be in 2026 and beyond.
That is a fascinating thought to leave us with. Use the tools to build the castle, but make sure the castle is ready for the machines. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Always a pleasure.
See you in the next deep dive.